Welcome back. Welcome back.
See, isn't that better?
Sure.
Isn't that better?
Man, it just
I was trying to do my thing. I was trying to do my own thing.
No deviating. We have a process. You got to follow the process.
We have a process. We have a formula. Yes, yes. We stick to it because it's working so well.
Well, now we have to keep that false start in because without the context, this conversation makes zero sense.
Yeah.
All right, off to a great start, guys.
Off to a great start. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and sticking around if you're watching live.
Yeah.
We're going over music from a darkened room. I'm your handler, Brad. And I'm joined by my friends, Joe.
It's me. Joe, I'm sorry. I should have been ready for something.
Dace, go. Enough of that.
Balls deep.
John, go. Yes. I think everybody's got an appropriate handle on our personalities now.
Chaotic energy.
Yeah, we're not doing well.
What kind of mood we're in.
Oh, God. Well, because last episode, we, you know, we now are being forced to go into the house. You know, by our characters and what our characters would do, which from a meta perspective, I think is still a terrible fucking idea.
Terrible.
This is why we play the game.
Things are escalating. This would be, you brought up True Detective on the break.
Right.
So I'm in that frame of mind. This would be that episode with the long shot. You know what I'm talking about? The continuous shot where Matthew McConaughey,
he's going through. He's going through the tunnels.
It's a neighborhood, and it's basically a war zone.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
And he's like toting this biker, and he's like punching him and keeping him unconscious, and like toting him around. This feels like that sort of imminent danger. It's like we're being sucked into this situation that we don't want to be a part of.
And, you know, it's funny. I actually really think that having Herbert here in this situation as, you know, Herbert is not a combat-oriented role. I mean, neither is Alice, really, but she kind of has that feel of a grizzled veteran, right?
She's seen some shit.
Yeah, but, like, now we have this... Isn't Herbert canonically, like, 20 years old?
Yep.
Green as fuck. Mistakenly recruited into Delta Green.
Are we also going with that canonically? Like that this is a complete clerical error.
I think we should.
I think he might be the only one keeping you guys alive, honestly, from making bad decisions as very, very bullish characters.
Oh. I mean, it's like, you know, like we're about to go into this situation, which is, again, like, you know, from the meta perspective, it's hard. Like, we know we're playing Delta Green. We know that the thing in there is probably not fully defeatable in whatever it is, because that's the nature of this game. But you had to separate, you know, that meta knowledge from, like, what would these characters do? You know?
Contain the situation. Yaro's about to blow it up.
Yeah. By the way,
I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I had mentioned in the in-between time that I had a bit of a theory about some stuff that was going on here. And I wanted to run it by you guys before we jump back into the action, because as Dace stated at the end of last session, I'm pretty sure what's about to unfold is going to be a bit of a shit show.
All right, shoot. What you got?
So I got two things. One is about the nature of the house and the haunting of it and kind of what's going on there, right? We had talked about that Isabel Wheeler, so she's like an aristocrat, right, who marries this like kind of self-made man. She's also 18 years old when she marries him, and he's 31. And what does he do for a living? Do you remember?
Gargoyles.
He makes gargoyles and monuments. He's like a mason guy, you know.
Right.
I'm wondering, and it also said that her family was the Nacht family, were like rich landowners. They're like aristocracy. So she kind of marries down out of the aristocracy to like a self-made man, and she's very young. And I'm wondering if this is almost like a kind of like a forbidden love kind of thing. Does she kind of spurn her family to go live with this, you know, or to be married to this guy? And then even maybe she's maybe the land she's living on is her familial land. And I'm wondering if there is a deep-seated lore of the Nacht family is actually super creepy. Like, are they basically punishing her or something? Did they do something to her which caused her to have this sickness? And then, out of desperation, her husband made some type of deal with the devil, which caused this house to be fucking haunted as hell.
Could be. Yeah, let's just get right into it, basically. If we're essentially already doing a recap. I mean, the only thing I would add to that is, like, that was kind of like the early show. I went back, it's 1905. Everything you explained happened. You have another little segment that y'all have uncovered, like this kind of May 1907. Elizabeth falls sick with something, basically like a palsy of sorts where she's unable to move. Michael is desperate and just hiring doctors to try to help her. And then the next earliest thing you have is 1940 to 1955, where there's a bunch of just animal killings around the area. Everything from coyotes to almost like sadistic cult type shit.
And we're pretty sure it wasn't Alice. We know Alice. Probably not. Yeah, but we're pretty sure it wasn't
her. That would be a twist though, Brad, for your consideration.
Oh man.
Brad and I have been exchanging emails this whole time. I'm the fucking big bad.
I'm the big bad.
So...
Was that the recap?
Yeah, was that the end of...
Sorry. Yeah, but I was just adding to Joe, but we can do an actual recap. So, basically where we picked up last time was Alice woke up outside the house in the middle of the night, raining, and she had seemingly written in cat's blood, "Hell is me," on the side of the Spooner Ave house. She kind of looks inside. She sees lights. She hears music playing, Moonlight Sonata. And she sees a bigger fellow in the den, kind of huddled around these candles for... she decides she doesn't want to quite tackle this by herself, so she just kind of turns tail and starts walking down the street. Meanwhile, Axel's woken up in the apartment by some rustling at the door. He finds a magazine that says Summer Sale on the top, opens it. There's another almost identical cell phone to the one Summers, your handler, gave you. And on the page it says something like, you know, skincare compromise, ? Blah, blah, blah. He immediately destroys the old phone, flushes some shit down the toilet, and dials the number of this new one, to which he's rings a couple times, and you hear like a talk show, numbers, world news, numbers, documentary, numbers, like going between different radio shows and just seemingly random numbers, which you suspect, I think, is a code of sorts. Wake up Herbert, y'all track down Alice. She's like, kind of tells you what happened. You decide to go back to the house, stop storming, but it's still nighttime, you know, around 4:30 or so, 4:40. And you kind of make your way around the house, kind of looking in. It seems semi-empty. You look in the den, and you hear... You see candles lit in the den, and you kind of see Alice sees specifically Yarrow's face, no mistaking, peeking around the corner of the foyer, and then a back around. And then this music, Moonlight Sonata, plays, which for everyone who doesn't know what it sounds like, it's kind of like this.
I'm actually playing it right now. In my background, and it makes this recap fucking epic. I would highly recommend. It's in the public domain, right?
Moonlight Sonata?
We should absolutely put it in this episode.
Wait, we can't hear it, Brad. It might be canceling out.
Maybe.
Here, I'll just play a little bit in the back. It'll be light. You. That is definitely not it. Damn ads. Okay, so yeah, we have entered this situation. We are currently kind of like sat up, like on the back stairwell, or like on the back door of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guys, real quick, I want to do something that's a little unorthodox here. Okay.
Tread lightly.
Uh-oh.
I would like to say something that I think is going on, but I don't want Jean and Dace to hear it. Could you guys take your headphones out here for just a second?
What?
Until I wave at you? Because I don't want it to affect what you do. Like, yeah, it's already in
I'm down
head,
for this.
I'm going to try to play Axel and what Axel's going to do, but I'm going to say something, and obviously Brad's not going to tell me if I'm right or wrong. Right.
Okay. Go.
But
all right.
Go ahead.
I'm so down.
When you see me wave at you, put your headphones back in.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm taking them out.
Okay, Brad. What I think is, I'm not sure Yarrow is in this house. I have a hinting suspicion that this house does things to draw people in, and this is like the thing to draw us in. I don't think he's actually there. But Axel does not know that and has no way to know that. So yeah. So okay. Come back. Come back.
All right. I couldn't read anything from your faces. All right. So
we're back in.
And I can't lip read, unfortunately.
We're plugged back into the Matrix.
So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's also worth noting, I also want to let you know, a little bit, tiny bit of a tangent. I was working on the operation that I'm working on with Steve, and I actually also gave him a theory that I had about what's going on with the Unnatural, and he knows about it. He wrote it down, and we will, in time, see if I was right or not.
That applies to this
to module? This game, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's
hold
where
up,
we
Steve.
Are. I mean, to you, if there's any hesitation, there is a very specific thing that you can pinpoint. It's not just like something... you know, random chaos. There's a very specific thing that has happened
that has in this house. This. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. All right. So
do we have any sort of earplugs, or is there any way we have earplugs?
That's
no,
weird.
We wouldn't have earplugs, would we?
These are loud guns, right?
Yeah, from Brad.
Need
why?
Them?
Why would you do that?
Do I need loud gun protection?
Can we? Okay, can I?
You're worried about ear protection.
Well, not from the guns, from the music.
Oh, I see where you're getting at. Okay.
Can I possibly roll a luck check?
To do what?
To see if you can roll whatever you want.
Look, okay. In Alice's backstory, the reason that she has a 40 in guns is because one of the ways she takes out her rage is she goes to the gun range and just, like, shoots. So, it's not without all the realms of possibility that she would actually have earplugs.
Okay.
Have I sold that properly?
Sure, roll a look.
All right.
Okay. But you only got
let
one
me...
pair.
God. Vamp, I have to get back and roll 20.
Wait, yeah, just roll a 1D. Right.
That was your one chance. Sorry.
That was it.
There you go.
What's everyone else doing while Alice is rolling her earplug thing?
Well, I think that... God, I mean, we're all stacked up here. So Alice was the only one who actually saw Yarrow, right, in the house just now. She like saw him right. Do this weird little. What is that? Is it 12. Is it the Grudge where there's the like creepy little kid, like like Yarrow did like a weird creepy little kid look around, like pop around the corner, like come find me.
Did we, Brad? You also said
so
we heard.
Alice rolled it.
Sorry, quick one. You also heard. We also heard a shuffling by the chimney.
Yeah.
You see boot prints by the back door.
Boot prints? Okay, I thought you were saying those were Alice's footprints from earlier.
Mm-hmm. They're not Alice's, no.
Okay.
She would have been barefoot. Also, Alice rolled a 12 on that luck check.
Sure. Put in your earplugs.
Do I have enough for everybody?
Oh.
Just an absolute no.
Do you want to roll something for that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to roll a D12 to see how many I have.
Let's see if you bought the world supply of earphones. Here we go.
Will you actually let me roll to see how many I have? All right. A D what? What is fair?
100.
I think that might be Brad's way of telling you this is not going to help.
And yeah. That's like
I don't know what to do.
You guys can go and get killed.
Handle
with
me,
or without
handler.
Ear protection, is what he's saying.
Oh, whoops. That is an ad.
But your plan is to plug your ears enough that you can't hear music on the other side of a house from indoors. And you still want to be able to hear your surroundings.
You're right. This is a moot point. Alice wouldn't do that. She doesn't know that the title of this operation is Music from a Darkened Room.
Right.
Scratch all of that.
She is not aware.
I'm sorry for wasting everybody's time. Fuck me. All right.
Herbert is getting shifty at this point.
Yeah. What is the fucking plan? What are we doing? Axel.
All right.
This is your territory. How do we approach this?
Axel is, you know, he's like, we're here to get Yarrow out. The house ain't going anywhere. But Yarrow's blood is what I'm worried about staying where it is. So he's just gonna reach up and test the doorknob. Is it unlocked?
Dude, do we have to go in?
Maybe.
This is the mission, Hairpin. No, you're new to the organization. We have to contain the situation.
Yeah, but can't we contain it from outside, like a container?
That's not how this works.
That's not how this works. He's going to reach up and jiggle the doorknob. Is it unlocked?
Touch the doorknob. It's unlocked. As soon as you touch the doorknob, it's like instant panic attack. And there's there's nothing supernatural that goes on, but you have to roll for insanity. Like you are your baseline right now is like a mild panic attack, the medium panic attack.
Oh.
So you have to roll sanity for touching the door and trying to
open
it. Oh.
Interesting.
All right. Okay. Let's roll sanity check for old Axel. That is an 83 over 63, a failure. So Axel,
what does that look like?
How severe are we talking?
It's like it's a straight on panic attack.
Axel reaches up and touches the door and goes to try to do it, and then kind of because I think I had said Hairpin is or Herbert is between Axel and Alice, and he reaches up and touches it, and then you hear his breath get start to get quick. It's fine. He starts talking to himself. He's like, just go in the house. Just get Yarrow. Just get him out. That's all we got to do. And he's
Axel.
He starts to kind of fall back from the door a little bit.
Look at me. Look in my eyes. And she take his hands and look straight into his eyes and try to talk him down. And she's been on multiple operations with him, and Axel is fucking rock solid. So the fact that he's rattled.
Are you trying to,
it's really discomforting.
Calm him down? Can we calm him down?
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if there's something mechanically I can do that could sort of help calm him
down. It's not going to affect anything that he's doing right now, but it's just a straight up little panic attack happens right when you touch the doorknob.
Okay. And I notice it as well.
Yeah, it'll go away. Okay. You know, you're not going to be like stuck in a, like a.
Okay.
Enough to test your sanity.
He's like, I'm fine. Let's just do this. And he's just going to push the door open, and he's not going to step in. He's still standing at the stoop. He's like, Yarrow, are you in there? Dun, 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 dun. Like the music stops.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yarrow, it's Jericho. I know you're in there. Anything?
All right, Axel. You know what we have to do.
All right. He turns back to Hairpin. He points at the barrel of the gun. Do not flag me. Yeah, pushes it down. It's like pointing directly at my mouth. He's like, be cool, man. and Axel with his pistol is going to step into the house. So we're stepping right into the
den.
Into the den, yeah.
And Alice takes Hairpin aside and she's like, there's a thing called trigger discipline. Do not leave your finger on the trigger. Leave it on the trigger guard until you are ready to shoot.
Okay.
Okay.
This feels like
rigid fingers.
Should I be making Herbert roll like a luck check for every so often to see if he shoots someone?
His name is literally Hairpin.
he's got a hairpin trigger. Like, wait, it's his name.
Y'all walk into this den, circle of candles. Not a complete perfect circle, but you know, just like or kind of around the center. There is a couch there. There is an old box of random junk. This seems to be like one of the house's residents. Not Emil Yarrow, what's her name? Isri's belongings, since she was the last one to live here.
Right.
But as you step in, Herbert and Alice get the same thing. You get like a little mild, like jittery panic attack as you walk in, and you start seeing the shadows on the walls just dance, like it could be like women dancing naked, men dancing naked.
Jesus. And
you see like, then you just see groups of men going like this, like bowing, and then and then like they all bow together like, oof. And then every light in the house goes off.
Jesus.
Yep. Axel is gonna turn his the light on his pistol on, and is, you know, or maybe he has like his tack light that he's holding, you know, like in the other hand, and he points it he shines the light up, even if it's. He's not, if it's on his end of his gun, he's not going to point his gun at his face. shines the light. He's going to shine his light kind of like up his face. He's like, yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that seems on. Yarrow!
Everyone roll Sandy for that as well.
What are you even thinking? Sanity? Just because we saw a bunch of dancing shadows?
Went out because of a breeze, I succeeded.
I failed.
Oh, shit. That's a failure for Alice as well.
Yeah, Herbert's doing great compared to us.
John, you can just take one.
Oh, great. What are we taking?
It's 1d4.
All right. Do you want to roll that? Or else? Okay.
How about y'all each roll your own?
That took three.
We both do for three.
Ouch.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm going to take it on the chin.
Yeah, Axel is not... He's been so scared about getting in this house. Like, I don't know. And with the little thing at the door, I think he's really worked himself up. He's like, ah, damn it. What do we...
So... to paint the picture, the lights are off, but the candles are still there.
No, the lit. When you saw the like people dancing and just like men and women just bowing in the shadows, just one, two, and like on the third one, as they bowed, all the candles went out. In the entire
How
house.
About the electricity in the house?
You can attempt to turn on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, can. Try light switch.
Yep, dim light. You know,
it's like flickering.
Yeah, in the
dark. Oh, you Great. Son of a bitch! I love that chaotic energy.
Yeah, he's gonna look at Yeah, Axel's gonna look at these two and be like, he's like, "Where'd you see him last?"
In room number 3.
You saw him.
It was in the foyer, wasn't it?
Foyer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he's. I don't know. Like, are there like, because it was raining outside? Are there like muddy boot prints or anything? Like, can I do like a roll to see if like I can find anything? You know, like in the area.
Yeah. Search would be appropriate, I would think.
Okay.
Or alertness. Probably more search.
I will absolutely roll a search.
I'll roll search. And they're about the same for me anyway.
Crit.
A's critical.
That's a crit. And Alice got a crit. Failure for Axel.
Axel's kind of looking around. You don't see much besides what you saw. There's a couch, some boxes of old belongings, seemingly. An old fucking cup of styrofoam coffee, probably left by maybe the investigators. Who knows? You see the same thing, Alice. You hear chirping from the chimney, like fucking doves or something, and you see boot prints leading into the foyer, going into the dining room, like wet, not mud, but just like wet residue.
I think he's in the dining room. Also, there's something in the chimney. Do you hear that in the chimney?
Like that scratching that we heard outside?
Could be chimney sweeps.
Sleeve it. Yarrow, I am not fucking with you. And he is gonna, like, kind of, like, go start, follow. Like, you know, so if Alice points out the boot prints, can we see them mm-hmm. now, I suppose? Or he's like, you know, so he kind of, like, he's going pistol drawn ahead, and he kind of, you know, he just, you know, with its offhand, just makes the motion, follow me, and just starts going, Yarrow, I am done playing. He's gonna like start following the boot prints down toward the foyer, and okay. whatnot, and through into the dining room.
Okay, go through the foyer. You know, you can see the front porch through the window.
There we go.
You see, there's a mirror in the foyer. Nothing extraordinary about it. In the dining room, there is a piano that has the top pulled open with okay. the keys exposed. You see boxes around you, a dining room table. All the boxes are closed. And that's all you see without searching further.
Just cardboard boxes.
Yeah, like packing boxes.
Okay. And the...
Empty?
Hmm?
Are they empty? The boxes?
I guess you'd have to check.
I'll check.
All right. Should we do an alertness or a search?
This seems more search.
Yeah.
If we're going to check... Axel's not going to search. Axel is keeping his eyes peeled on the door to the dining room.
All right. Herbert goes through. He's okay. excited. He's going to be of value.
What
He's
do you mean? The door to the kitchen? Or what are you talking about? The door to the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, sorry. The door to the kitchen. Pardon me, yeah.
Gotcha.
Alice got a success on her search for the boxes.
Herbert
failed the search. So Herbert's looking around, and, I guess Axel's watching the door. Alice and Herbert are looking around. Y'all open up some boxes. It's like, it's definitely Isri's belongings left there, Yamil Isri, the person that lived there before Arthur Dunley.
Do they have like words that are like, it's like, oh, kitchen, dining room,
yeah, yeah,
that
you kind can of see stuff. And yeah, you can literally see like family portraits in some of the things, boxes. Yeah. Herbert, you open one and it's just rancid feces and organs.
Oh god.
And it's like disgusting. Oh. Like you didn't even know, obviously you should be able to smell it, but you open it and the smell just hits you right away as soon as you open it. Just flies buzzing out. And do a constant check con check to see if you vomit / roll for a sanity check again. Unless you have a helplessness.
Nope, that is
just imagine if every time you tried to find, just imagine if every time you tried to find that box that you misplaced the last time you moved, like and you failed, you just open it, you're like, ah!
You vomit.
Moving is hard enough as it is without the box of gore and blood.
He never looks at another box. That's not what you need.
And roll for sanity check.
No. Brutal.
Does nothing he vomit in the meantime?
He's like retching. There's nothing in here. Sanity check passes.
As soon as it pops open, you know, everyone else can smell it now too. But there was no smell till you opened it.
Yeah, we're just, Axel just holds one hand over his face with the gun. So he's like, Jesus.
Alice is a nurse. She has seen so much worse at work every fucking day.
Yeah.
Right.
So I passed the sanity check.
Alice finds with, good. Awesome. No, nothing to be taken away.
No damage
from that one.
It's just somebody left them poop and guts in here. It's.
You look on the side and it just says poop and guts.
Yeah, he's like reasoning about it. This is normal.
What the hell were you expecting?
What Allison finds is interesting is not what's in the boxes, but you see. Obviously, super old flooring, but one piece of flooring looks newer than the rest.
I need the fucking crowbar. There's a piece of flooring that looks new. It's conspicuous. I think there might be something down here.
Do we need something to pry it up, or can we fuck with it and does it come up? Again, Axel is trying to stay peeled. He's very paranoid.
Yeah, you think as you get closer, like someone intentionally closed this, like opened it and shut it with nails and closed it off pretty well.
Hmm. We might find something in the garage.
Yeah. Is there a garage?
There is a garage.
Aren't we chasing this fool? Why are we searching for black stuff? I don't want to open any boxes again, ever.
That's fair.
I cannot blame you for that.
Yeah, 20 years old and you're never going to open another box ever.
I'm done with boxes.
Yaro, I am not kidding. He's going to like kind of peek into the kitchen, you know, shine the light around, like reach around the corner and try to turn the switch on, turn the lights on. At this point in time, like we already kind of turned on lights and stuff. Like, I don't think we're that worried about being seen. Like, we just want to get the fuck out of here.
Right. Let's see.
Can I do
it?
This is beating a dead horse. Can I do another search to find something, like anything that I can turn into a makeshift pry bar to, or like a hammer to destroy this piece of wood?
We'll say do a look.
All right.
As you look through the boxes.
59. I'm lucky.
Yeah. Nothing that you think you can around here that you can pry it open with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all two are kind of still in the dining room, and Axel turns around to the kitchen. So when you go in here, there is like a bad smell. You like not like something disgusting, but like old food. Kind of smell around there.
Or like the refrigerator didn't get cleaned out, kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. It looks to be like super old 1956 style kitchenware type situation. but you see on the counter a razor with blood on it.
Like a straight razor, like a long straight razor. Are we talking like a Sweeney Todd style straight razor, or just like one of those like short like razor blades?
You roll something to see, study it.
Okay, he'll.
But, I mean, it's definitely a straight razor, like a shaving.
Okay, situation, yeah, like a longer straight razor. Okay, he will do like a quick. I'm gonna say just like a, not so much a search. Like he just wants to. Again, he's got his radars up, and he just wants to listen or look around the room. Would you prefer an alertness or a search for that? Does it matter to you? They're both the same for me, so. Okay. A success, a 19, so he's peering around, you know, he's got his light and his pistol, and he sees the blade, he's like, I got some blood.
As you're looking at it closer, you think this is the exact razor that was in the photo with Donnelly and Isri.
I thought they didn't have weapons. I thought they never found the weapons.
Right, but it was a clean cut. Oh, you're right, you're right. So there's no picture of the weapon. I can't remember if there was a picture of the weapon or not.
No, I thought the whole thing was that, oh, these people supposedly cut their own throats, but that no weapon was ever found.
You're right. Pardon anyway.
Me. Razor blade.
We'll just say it's very conspicuous. It's got blood on it.
It's real on the nose.
Yeah.
There's a razor blade here that I'm sure was not used in the dozens of murders in this house, everyone.
Alice picks up the razor blade.
Yep. Razor blade with blood.
All right, great.
She
pockets it.
She doesn't cut her own throat, is what you're saying.
No, she doesn't. She does not cut her own throat.
Not immediately. Not right now.
I was expecting a sanity check a la the front door, but okay.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah, so. By the way, Jean, these emojis that you're putting on the map are actually really funny.
Is this on the mirror
board? He's got like little music notes, and then like a little candle, and now he's got a little knife.
And there's a little
he's got a little sad thing. Face where Herbert threw up.
I'm just trying to keep track of what we're doing. Can Herbert
I got you.
Roll an alertness or like a persuade to like get everybody back on the same track? Like, guys, aren't we looking for this guy? I want to go.
Sure. You say that? I don't know about persuading them to. I mean, I think that's
no. You're right. We're not here to turn this place over. Though there is a really cute breakfast nook over here, and I feel like I feel like we should appreciate that. I feel like a lot of morning light's right. gonna come through that thing. Like, just,
you guys are the veterans. I'll follow your lead. Okay, I'll just
as you guys are just like, talking and discussing this, you hear, "Doo!" A gunshot goes off in the garage.
Oh fuck!
Oh, where? All right, the garage.
From the garage area, you pretty sure you know. You would say around the garage, maybe in the garage.
Okay,
maybe outside the garage. It's from that area.
Because looking at the map, if we're now standing in the breakfast nook talking about how charming it is, there's a door that goes like directly. So we heard it from that door.
Yeah.
Okay. Like so, Axel, like he turns pistol out. And he's not saying anything. He goes straight in, and he puts his hand on the garage door and gives one quick look back, like, are you guys behind me? Like, he's about to go.
Yep.
And Alice nods, like, covering you.
He pushes the door open, pistol out, and, like, slices the pie around the corner, like to see what's in the garage right now.
Everyone goes in there. You can still smell the gunpowder that went off.
Yeah, if it just went off, yeah.
And the...
Oh, what have we done?
Garage.
Like, this is what the characters would do. This is 100% what they would do.
It's a two-car garage. A bunch some storage stuff in there. Looks about to be... this looks to be like the most updated part of the house that you've seen so far.
Okay.
More of a like 1970s model. A modern fuse box, a refrigerator, some gardening tools. You do see a crowbar on the wall.
And this flurry of information suddenly floods our senses of, in the middle of this life-threatening right. situation.
All right, smartass. Take a sanity attack because you can't find out where the gun came from.
For real.
Axel and Herbert do take a sanity roll for that.
Is this Alice what kind of, never what kind went of sanity into check the, is this?
This is like just straight up supernatural, I would think.
Unnatural, okay.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a success for me.
Take away at least one, though.
That is a fumble, which means I automatically take the maximum amount.
Ouch.
Four
sanity. I have... Axel...
He's running through the ringer.
I'm at my breaking point. I lose one Alice, more.
Really?
I lose one more, deflect? And I'm at my breaking... And I'm... I think I am going to deflect real quick. I'm going to deflect some of this damage. It's going to go straight to my sister. I'm going to deflect some on her. I will go ahead. I'm going to roll my dice.
And Alice does not roll because she never went into the garage. You were going behind them to cover them, but your eyes are just fixated on the master bedroom, which is open, and you can just see it's full of mirrors.
Great.
You didn't go inside, but you're just like got in a daze and did not follow them. And now you're back to, but you're just like staring at the master bedroom.
Oh, fantastic. Axel Hairpin. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Where did that gunshot come from?
We don't see anything. We do not see a source. For instance, there's not a Yamil Yarrow sitting in the middle of this room bleeding to death. Just
nothing.
It's empty. There's like some storage gardening tools. Like I said, you do see a crowbar. You see a refrigerator.
Oh, I mean, that was literally it. There was nothing. There's nothing here.
Yeah. Oh, I thought there's you were just itemizing in the
master bedroom.
Setting the scene. But there's nothing.
There's something going on in the master bedroom. Axel, give me that crowbar.
That room is bad. Fucking...
I know it's bad.
He grabs the crowbar and he's looking around, but I can smell the smell. Like, I can smell the smell of gunpowder.
Yeah.
But there's no weapon, no body.
Right. You can smell, like, what a gun smells like when it just shoots.
He looks around real quick and he says, George. George Kreese. He shot himself. And he's just looking around the garage. He's like, I don't know. He's like, if we don't find Yamil real quick, we're out of here. And he hands you the crowbar.
And Alice takes the crowbar and she goes to that suspicious board.
Yeah,
and she starts like prying at it.
We're going back.
And
okay, so that's all y'all do. Y'all just take this.
Axel does not want to go in. In fact, so the bedroom door is open.
It is.
Axel is going to. Very gingerly, he's like Hairpin. He's like, just stay here 1 second. Like, he's like, guys, 1 second. And he's going to very gingerly try to close the bedroom door because, like, Axel knows the unnatural's real. He knows you can't understand it, and they know this room is bad. And he's just like, he just wants to try to pull the door closed.
Unlike Alice, you are completely repulsed by this room. And you find it almost like you are like on.
Interesting.
Like you got sea legs just to like you're on 1,000 miles in the air. Like you just feel like you can't even stand
like
up.
Like vertigo. Straight. Like I'm just like,
yeah,
all
barely
over the place.
To even just. It takes everything you got just to reach across and close the door.
Really?
Yeah.
He's okay. He is like, he's holding his stomach and holding his head. He like puts a hand on Hairpin. He's like, if we don't find Yarrow soon, this place is fucked. This place is fucked. We gotta call Summers.
Let's get out of here, man. Let's get out. Can Alice... Is Alice actually still capable? Or is she just, like, fixated and in a trance?
You said she ran back to the dining room, right? She's not in a trance.
She's only in a trance
because, like, y'all are stacked up to go to the garage. But as soon as she passed the master bedroom,
okay,
she did not follow you, and she was, like...
Got it.
Staring in that room.
Okay, all right.
But not repulse.
Right. You were intrigued by it. You wanted... It was, like, almost calling you to come into the room.
All right. I'm with you.
So she's got the crowbar, right? And she's going to go to this board that she saw.
Okay.
And she's going to get down and start prying at it. And like, her nose starts bleeding. And she just can't, like, summon the strength up. And she gets frustrated and she fucking throws the crowbar down. She's like, God damn it. Axel Hairpin, help me.
Axel is...
Did we get the door
shut? He's going to say, he's like, are there doors? Well, there's no door to the foyer. There's a door to the kitchen.
For the master bedroom, did we succeed in shutting that door?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
He's like, Axel again is covering. He's like, Hairpin, give me that shotgun. Help us.
Yes. All yours.
There's something under this floorboard.
So
is Hairpin going to pry the board up?
Yes.
Alice is not capable. She's like fatigued. And,
I'm now literally confused in real life.
She's looking extremely pale.
Okay. I got this. He's a bit of a noodle arms, but he'll give it a try. What, like a strength check? Or can I just pry this thing open?
You can just pry it open.
All right. I got this. He goes for it.
Pry it open. It's like a, it's, you know, it's not that many boards. It's 3 feet square, more or less. It is definitely a little cupboard under area. And you, how big is Herbert?
He's very small. Well, he's short. Yeah,
he's pretty like tiny. Short and skinny.
Yeah.
He's like small.
Alice, how Alice's normal size female?
On the shorter side, and she's extremely slight.
And Axel's
huge. Axel's pretty big.
A brick shit house.
he's a big boy.
It doesn't look big enough for Axel to fit in there, but Alice and Herbert could fit in there, and it's definitely like a crawl space. That's all you can tell without like shining a light down one end or the other.
As someone who in real life has recently this year spent a lot of time in a crawl space,
yeah,
even when they're not in creepy houses, they're no fucking good.
Dude, Alice, I like this curiosity, but I'm not going down there. And your nose is bleeding.
And she like wipes her nose and her hand comes away bloody. It's like, I thought there was something down there. I think there is something down there, but where the fuck is Yarrow? What the fuck are we doing?
We're gonna peek into these other rooms real quick, and then we're getting the hell out of this place.
With you.
Where is Yarrow?
Do the boot prints go anywhere else, like besides the bedroom or like the dining room, or did they just go in there and stop?
It was definitely wet around the dining room.
Also the piano, right? Did we look at the piano?
Right, there's a piano. There's a piano in the dining room. It's wet in this area, but it doesn't seem, there's not like a clear trail, like you're following his footsteps to one room or the other, but he definitely came in, or the footsteps came in this region.
Let's check out the bedrooms real quick, and we're just gonna poke our heads in. At this point in time, I'm not thinking I'm gonna go to his funeral, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just...
Axel, I know I don't want to be in this house too much longer, but we went into the garage, but we missed the stairs.
All right. Alice. And he's looking at Alice, and Alice, you know, she had this blood, you know, from her nose, and she's not looking well. He's like, Alice, are you good?
And she's kind of, like, leaning on a wall, like, propped up. Yes, of course I'm fucking good. We need to find Yarrow. Let's search the house. There's something about the master bedroom.
Yeah, I think... how about you go up with me and Hairpin stands watch at the bottom of the stairs?
We need to look inside. We need to look inside the master bedroom.
I don't know if I can.
Cover me.
Alice, that is a bad fucking idea.
I don't want to do this, Alice. I want to persuade Alice. Can we do, like, contrary
and opposed?
Opposed roles?
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't know if that's an actual mechanic. If y'all want to agree to do that, and then whoever prevails, that's the plan y'all take amongst yourselves, then that makes it fine with me.
So,
Do the blueprints lead to the master bedroom?
Say again?
Do the boot prints lead to the master bedroom?
No, it's like
bedroom?
You can see that they obviously went from the living den to this dining room area, and it's like kind of wet and shit around this floor, but it's not like leads necessarily to anywhere else. And especially since y'all have already walked into the kitchen, into the garage, it could just be y'all's footprints leading into there at this point.
Okay. And yet, Alice feels this compulsion to go to the master bedroom. So maybe opposed checks are in order.
It's fine with me if y'all want to do that and then follow through with whoever wins.
Herbert is stubborn. Can he roll a plus 20 for being stubborn?
No.
Damn it. I got a 12.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Wow.
Alice got an 8.
Technically,
what?
The
yeah,
higher
technically John
success
yeah.
is
the
one
higher
that
success
wins.
Counts.
Yeah. The higher that's success the is the one that shit. Wins, technically.
So, technically.
So what does
John...
Hairpin say to talk Alice down from the edge?
Well, Alice, he's jittery. Like, he's literally just vomited, so he's like a little shaky. He's not a big guy. I don't know if he ate. We didn't even eat. Like, Alice, we didn't even eat. We just had those fries, and I'm tired, and I just saw guts in a box, and we can't find Yarrow. I'm done with this place. There is no reason to stay. And you just woke up outside this house. Let's get out and figure out what we're doing next. There's no reason to stay.
I'm with Hairpin. Oh,
I am really fucking hungry.
Those back fries sound really good right now.
Okay, what about Yarrow?
Leave him.
No, we cannot leave him.
Let's look up...
This is part of...
But we need to look upstairs real quick. We can poke ahead in the other bedrooms downstairs, and then we are out.
It's always one last job. Okay. That's how they go in the movies, guys. It's always one room, one job.
Hairpin.
Alice just shakes her head.
Rookie. So here's the thing. Axel doesn't want to leave Alice anywhere near the bedroom because he's worried that she's going to. That's why he's like, he wants her to go upstairs with him.
Dude, I don't want to go by myself. Are you crazy?
No, no, no.
I don't want to stay downstairs by myself. No,
okay,
I don't want
then
to be
just
alone.
Come up with us and just cover the rear.
I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not going by myself.
Okay, come with us. Okay, let's up the stairs.
You hear a
bah.
Another gunshot
in the kitchen. No, it sounds like roll an alertness to determine what it is.
I got a success.
Failure for Axel, man.
Success for Alice.
You can... It sounds like a knife hitting a cutting board. To Herbert and Alice.
Alice runs into the kitchen.
Axel's after them. He's like, Alice, wait.
Did you hear that?
You all go in the kitchen, and now there is a lever on the table.
Please don't take that cleaver, Ellis. Please stop picking up fucking sharp things.
She's just gonna get be piled up with blades.
Just weapons everywhere.
So just a cleaver, no blood, no body, no nothing.
Nope, nothing. Still, the room kind of stinks, you know, yeah. Old food, like an old.
At dirty this
kitchen.
Point, Axel's gonna say, and like you can tell that Axel does not even believe that Yarrow is here to hear it. At this point, like he's starting to like, he's like, Yarrow, this is your last chance. We are coming upstairs. But you can tell that he's like, he's not convinced that we're going to be able to get to Yarrow.
You do that and roll an alertness. You're kind of yelling to the garage area.
Fumble!
Axel's having a bad day.
Axel is not doing good.
Jeez.
I don't know how you fumble and alertness necessarily, besides that I just don't hear anything. Like,
or you hear the wrong thing.
Or I hear the wrong thing. Excellent.
Axel yells that, and in the window of the kitchen, you can see that's a window outlooking the breakfast nook.
Yeah.
You literally see the reflection of a man with a shotgun pointed at his face, and no sound, and his head is just gone.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Brilliant.
Roll Sandy for that.
Ouch.
I you know, yep. Part of me would like to argue that that falls under violence, but I don't think it does.
Sure.
I think that's pretty supernatural.
I think it's both.
Success.
Honestly.
That's a success.
Nice. No damage.
Axel is just like, like his desire to search this house well is beginning to wane. Like if we get too much more weird shit, he's also gonna be like, let's get the fuck out. But at the same time, they do need to find Yarrow. Like they really do.
I think Alice has a 6 score in human, so she probably clocks Axel like having this moment, and she is just like puts a hand on his shoulder and is like, Axel, let's clear the house. That's all we can do. If Yarrow is swallowed up by this fucking evil house, then that's one thing. We need to clear all the rooms.
That's us.
And make sure.
All right. On me. We're going upstairs. And we get there, and he does give kind of an eyeball to the closed door of the master bedroom. Like, it makes him it probably, like, makes him uncomfortable just to look at it.
It's not closed anymore.
Fuck me.
Oh, God. I am not happy.
So just by looking in there, you get a little, queasy.
A little dizzy. Yeah. All right, on me, upstairs, Alice.
Oh, she's looking at that master bedroom.
He like if you falter, Axel is going to like reach back and grab you.
Yeah,
she doesn't get consumed or anything, but you are very intrigued. But it's not like it's
Axel
gonna.
Would have to like physically like redirect her,
yeah.
Like pull her away, pull her gaze away from that master.
Like he like grabs her by the collar and is starting up the stairs, like holding you by with his left hand, and like kind of hauling you up behind him.
She like shakes it off. Okay,
roll a power, Herbert, just real quick.
Oh great!
Thanks. Fucking, I'm the guy that's gonna die because of you guys.
He's gonna die.
New guy always dies. Fail. 74 over.
Oh no. What the fuck?
We'll just remember that.
Oh good.
Good.
We'll just keep that.
That's
in
what's
back
that's
pockets.
What's going on right now.
Right, we have the stairwell.
Just save that one for later. Yeah, up the stairs, Axel gets to the top and you know, and is again like shine the light around. Because it's mainly one big room for the most
part. Bonus room.
The bonus room.
You go up, you make it up here, doors close, you open it. Small sitting room with windows, small boxes throughout the room, an old rocking chair, some house repair supplies. The ceiling sloped, so Axel being a little bit bigger, it's actually kind of like hitting the top of your head in here. But on the rocking chair, you see a book of sorts.
A book?
Book.
Of sorts.
Of sorts?
Of sorts, even.
Axel is going to, kind of going forward, like, again, like, gazing, you know, like, you know, bringing the light around. And once he is satisfied, can I make an alertness real quick to check out this room? Okay. I feel like we're being punished every time we look at things. I'm going to be frank. That's which is also too. Part of the game. Yeah. So, like, he's like, Yarrow. Like, he's, like, looking behind the boxes and shit, make sure. I mean, he's a big guy. It's going to be hard for him to hide. But once he's satisfied that they are alone up here, he is going to approach the chair and shine the light down on the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it is bound in human skin? Question mark?
Did you roll an alertness, or are you just looking around?
Oh, I can actually roll that if that's something that can happen. An actual success.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Looks like more, like I said, like house supplies / old stuff. You look at the, it's like a kind of like a, you know, your run-of-the-mill white and black journal with the little white and black.
Oh, like a composition notebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You open it up, and it seems to be Yamil Isri's diary.
We do not even have time. He is going to take it and shove it and like stick it down like the back of his pants. Like,
this is,
you know,
really
like,
okay. Yeah. All right, Herbert. This is really important. Roll. Can you roll a willpower?
Okay. What am I feeling right now? What?
This will determine what you're feeling.
This will determine how you feel. Oh, great.
Okay. Another power roll? I don't know if willpower is an actual roll stat.
Willpower or power?
Willpower. Willpower.
So you have willpower points. You roll a power roll.
Oh, sorry.
Roll.
Let's do a power roll.
Got it. That is a failure again.
Fail.
93 over 70.
93 over 70.
You turn around. Axel, I'm assuming, saying,
yeah,
you know, I'm kind of sick of this place.
We don't even have
Alice,
time for this.
I'm assuming, is maybe kind of like still kind of like wanting to go downstairs, maybe look at the master bedroom. And you see Herbert with the cleaver in his hand, his hand against the wall.
Oh no.
And he slices two of his fingers completely
off.
Oh,
roll a d4.
Oh, for fingers.
That's
a one.
Hey!
You take one damage, but you lose two fingers.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
How is he going to hack?
No!
Herbert, with his fingerless gloves!
What the fuck are you doing?
Herbert!
He's spaced out at this point. He must be just glazed, like, with a cleaver in his hand, just looking at his missing finger on the floor. Just blood.
Yeah. And Alex drops the shotgun and rushes over and, like, tries to wrestle the cleaver out of his hand. What the fuck are you doing, Herbert?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sick of you.
God damn it.
You're fucking... And then she goes into nurse mode and starts, like, you know,
Like just pressing something into it to try to staunch the bleeding and stuff.
Staunch the bleeding? I don't know what you can do in this.
Well, she would know to grab the fingers and put them on ice.
Yes, yes. And you should... PSA, get ice and put the severed fingers in a plastic bag and then put that on ice.
There is a fridge in the garage.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing in there.
But maybe that's due to why there was... Got it. That's about where we're going to end it. Do a sanity check for that as well.
Oh, Herbert. Thanks, just in case. Appreciate it. Missing fingers, going insane. Succeeding on sanity.
You still take one sanity, though.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Take
your loss for violence, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alice will pick up his severed fingers, though.
Put them in the pocket next to the razor blade that you picked up.
Oh, God.
Hopefully they can be reattached.
That's kind of where we're going to stop it. In the bonus room.
You know, I knew that the bonus in this room was not going to be good. It wasn't going to be like a good kind of bonus.
No.
We got bonus something.
It's a finger bonus.
God. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much. Pumpkin Cakes, appreciate you always joining us. Great to have you again.
What's up, nice Pumpkin Cakes?
head to the Patreon to support us if you like this. Come back next time. I think the plan is to do this again, right? To do this session we do. Wow. You know how we said we thought it was going to be a shit show? Well, I think we're done really well. We've only lost 2 fingers.
That's better than 3 PCs.
Than 3 PCs. Oh man, I don't like this at all. Like this is well written. And Brad, well done.
Very nice.
This is good.
Where can I go if I want to see the show 1 week late?
1 week late. we have an anti-patron where we pay you and where we support you to watch the episode 1 week late.
It's called Hatreon.
There you go. Very good, very good. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Tell a friend about us. It helps. Brad, you want to take us out there?
Thank you guys for playing, and stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.
Ciao.